This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson this afternoon is meeting with top Chicago Public Schools officials to try to work out a major budget disagreement. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the meeting includes the district's CEO and budget director, also the president of the Board of Education and the Chicago Teachers Union. This comes as the mayor is trying to get the Board of Ed to pass a budget amendment that includes reimbursing the city for a critical pension payment. And without that payment, the city will have to close its books for 2024 with a deficit and then reach into reserves to fill the hole. Also in the balance is the Chicago Teachers Union contract. That's still being negotiated. The board is scheduled to vote on the amendment tomorrow. A measure to restrict police use of no-knock warrants statewide is making its way through the Illinois Capitol. It's called the Anjanette Young Act. It does not prohibit the tactic, but it does put limitations on no-knock warrants in place. Chicago police got the wrong address when they raided Anjanette Young's home in 2019. And in a committee room full of police chiefs yesterday, Young told lawmakers it is time to hold law enforcement accountable.
We want to feel safe in our homes. We want to trust that law enforcement will do their jobs without violating our rights. We want real accountability, not empty apologies and payouts.
The bill says no-knock warrants could be served only between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Officers would need to wear visible badges and wait at least 30 seconds before entering. The measure has passed a House committee. It now heads to the floor. Illinois Democratic lawmakers are trying to keep young teens out of juvenile detention. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports State Senator from Chicago Robert Peters' bill would raise the minimum detention age from 13 to 14 years old. It would direct the court to send minors under the age of 13 who run into trouble with the law to community mediation or short-term crisis intervention services instead of juvie. Peters says he wants to look out for young people.
You take that kid and you put them in detention, it's a public safety issue. That kid's inevitably going to come out with a disrupt life.
The bill makes exceptions for 12 and 13-year-olds who face serious charges like first-degree murder. The Illinois Sheriff's Association and Republican members are opposed. And the Chicago Cubs are leaving Tokyo winless. The Los Angeles Dodgers this morning claimed Game 2 of their regular season opening series with a 6-3 victory in Tokyo. Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run of the season. Los Angeles Dodger rookie and Japan-born Roki Sasaki threw three eventful innings in his big league debut. Cubs left-hander Justin Steele gave up five runs over four innings, and Cubs general manager Craig Counsell says Steele struggled to protect the plate.
The long ball hurt him. I mean, he made a couple mistakes that, you know, you give up a couple long balls, it's not going to be your best outing. But it was, other than that, it's kind of normal Justin Steele.
And now the Cubs head back to Arizona to finish up spring training. They'll reopen the regular season March 27th in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. Now, tomorrow is the first day of spring, but winter isn't done with us quite yet. Strong to severe storms are expected to move through the Chicago region this afternoon and this evening, and that could include some hail and damaging winds. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Baker says late overnight and into Thursday morning, the forecast will change again.
The colder side of this low pressure system is going to sweep through the area and bringing us the potential to have some heavy, wet snow.
Highs will hit the low 40s Thursday, but then could rise into the mid to upper 50s on Friday. So that weather recap: showers and thunderstorms today, a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain becoming snow. Also a wind advisory starting at 10 o'clock tonight with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour, and windy with a little snow on Thursday with a high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.